A word of warning if you are data roaming. You may or may not know that I have been data roaming recently. I actually made a point of buying 50 megabytes of data from O2 for 1 meg for £1, which still sounds extortionate as far as I'm concerned when, I don't know, all this technology, we can't share the power of all these GSM networks around the world and just be a little bit more friendly about it rather than it all costing an absolute arm and a leg. But nevertheless, a plug-in I thought would save me a bit of money because you hear so many scary stories about, you know, I know somebody who got charged £15,000 when they were tethered to their phone, which was roaming on random networks over in Germany, I think it was. That was just for a day. So it is a bit of a shocker for me to get a kind of a heads up in advance. Kudos to O2 for giving me a text message saying you have spent X amount of pounds over your bill, which made me gulp and go, how could this have happened? My bill isn't due to be calculated properly for at least another week. But how could this have happened when I bought a bolt-on for New York, LA and Denmark, where I've been this month? And something's wrong. So I phoned them up. Great customer service, to be honest. Got straight through. Very helpful guy who I could tell as soon as he answered the phone was from a tech background and would be able to help me, which I kind of love it when you know you're going to have a good conversation when something horrible's gone wrong with your account. So there I am, talking to these people saying, what has gone on with my account? Can we come back to you on that? Yes. So I wait. I'm walking the dog. I'm on the phone. And they say, did you by any chance update your iPhone firmware or software when you were out and about? I said, yes, because the new 3.0 came out. Of course I'm going to update it. Ah, it appears that if you this month have a data bolt-on to enable you to stream and enjoy sharing your content and media whilst abroad, and you update your firmware throughout that period, it cancels out your bolt-on. And be warned, updating your firmware will cancel out your bolt-on. Now, we're waiting to see what happens when my bill gets finally calculated. Maybe somebody has already written the code that takes this back into consideration. But you will get the warning text. You will get the heads up saying, whoa, do you realise how much you're spending? Which I think is brilliant because it's enabled me to actually have the conversation with O2 and say, what's going wrong? And I'm not panicking to see how much money is going to go out of my already thin bank account, because they've said to me, don't worry about it, we'll sort it out. What I was doing as well whilst using data was taking screen grabs of my usage page so that I could keep up to tabs on what it was. But if that is not actually streaming, that's not updating in almost real time, there's no point in having those usage stats in your iPhone preferences, in your iPhone settings area, because they told me I'd done over 70 something meg. Now I don't know if that's taking my Wi-Fi streaming into consideration. I truly hope not. If I have done over 70 meg, I'm nearly 50% over what I'd paid for, which is going to be a hell of a shock to the system. I've got screen grabs with my usage telling me that I was way, way under. So I'll use that, my evidence, to appeal against some extortionate couple of grand phone bill, which may or may not happen. So bear these things in mind. If you want to be really safe, turn your phone to aircraft mode and then select Wi-Fi on. Remember that when you are on Wi-Fi with your aircraft mode off, so it's normally able to receive phone calls, if you wander away from the Wi-Fi or the Wi-Fi drops out, it will still start using GSM. In fact, I think some applications like mapping will try and use GSM as well as Wi-Fi. So bear this in mind. You know, if you're really worried, just don't take your iPhone. Because as yet, I don't think it's safe. Not if you can make an accident like this. I think companies like O2 and the iPhone should make it easier for people in this day and age to travel internationally and use these devices for what they were intended for, receiving and sending
large amounts of data so that we could browse what we want to browse, share what we want to share. It's in everybody's interest that we share media, isn't it? So that we communicate more. Let's sort it out, people. So fingers crossed, we'll see what happens, see if O2 are going to sort all of this out, and I'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening.